food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Go green. Boy, we hear that all the time. The question is, what does it mean to you? Are we talking about caring for the planet? Well, today we're going to talk about caring for the body, because what good is it to go green, have a green globe, if we're a sickly society, a population destined for years of doctor visits, prescriptions, and those awful hospital bills? The bottom line is, for Carolina and I, we all need to go green too. So, Carolina, let's start off by explaining, why does our body, our 100 billion neurons that are in our brain, our over 600 muscles, our over 200 bones, all of that and more, why do we need to go green for this body?
Yeah, well, you know, and to touch on what you were saying about the planet, I think it goes hand in hand, too. As we go green in our planet, it does help us go green, too, because we are kind of ensuring the production of better fruits and vegetables, especially the green one,
when
we do take a little bit more care of our earth. So it's kind of, you know, let's do everything together. But, you know, it's interesting. Why focusing on green? Well, you know, I think it's funny. 2014 and 2015 were the year of green. I feel like we focused on kale, we focused on so much, and sometimes I wonder if people know why we talked about so much greens. And I wonder what 2016 will be. I'm going to throw it out there that I think it's going to be the year of brown, but you know, that's just a hint.
Are we talking chocolate there. Here?
Yeah.
I thought
that would be awesome, right?
In.
But I'm thinking, I think we're gonna be rediscovering mushrooms. I think we're gonna be rediscovering some of the off-colored onions. We'll see. But anyways, back on green. Why is green so important? Well, we need all colors. That's kind of obvious. We've heard it time and time again that we need to eat fruits and vegetables. But what is it about the green that makes it so special? And you know, it has to do with how specially rich they are in vitamins and minerals and fiber. And then what makes them green? Chlorophyll. So we want to talk about that too. But I think that's all part of the combination of why it all together, it makes sense, and why our body needs so much of it.
Well, I'm all for the planet being green, as you very adroitly said, that the fruits and vegetables that we're growing aren't very green anymore because they don't contain those wonderful, important vitamins and minerals and fiber that are required to feed all of the amazing parts that run in our body at a speed of which we can't even fathom. We don't hear it working, but boy, what's going on inside our body is just magic at all times. That heart has to keep beating. And these rich endowed vegetables, green especially. I mean, we talk about all colors, but I think green is the one that people eliminate or don't eat most of. And I think, you know, anyone who's listening, you know, let's be honest, how often do we eat green? We eat green salad, maybe. Maybe you're into broccoli now. Maybe you have kale or kale chips. I don't know if they really count. But we need to have green every time we eat, just even if it's just a little bit. I used to tell everyone, just have parsley on the table, a parsley shaker, and just sprinkle some parsley and let your kids sprinkle parsley on their food. It's not going to change the flavor significantly, and it's going to make it pretty, and it's going to be rich with vitamins and minerals
because
we overlook herbs a lot. I just want to throw that in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess when I think of greens, I think more of the leafy greens. But let me tell everybody, I mentioned that chlorophyll. I want to tell everybody why that is so important. And I know some people may be familiar with the term because nowadays you can buy chlorophyll shots, or when you go to a smoothie or juicing stores, you can ask for it to be added. But the reality is it's in all of your green leafy vegetables, and there's plenty of it to go around. And the combination of it inside the vegetable itself is shown to be even better for you than when it's isolated into a shot. So they're both great, but great to have them. But why is this so good? Well, there's so many studies coming out on it and tuning in on specific parts of each fruit and vegetable, what makes, what does what in our body. And the chlorophyll in 2013, that a study came out showing that it even helps suppress hunger and cravings. And that's why a lot of the people looking to do some weight management, it may be that time of the year for New Year's resolutions, you know, eating some extra greens can really help with that. It helps suppressing appetite a little bit and controlling hunger. But it also helps people that are looking to heal in any sort of situation, either from muscle injury or from going through a really harsh cold or going through treatment for a chronic disease. Chlorophyll really helps in that as well. A couple of studies have shown that and continue to showing that increased intake of greens will decrease your healing time for varied situations because of the super potent antioxidant action that it has. And that's antioxidant is everything. We know that from blueberries and strawberries, from our berries, but chlorophyll has that potential as well and has been shown to be protective as well. So there you go. That's just a few reasons. There's many more. It relieves some redness and swelling. It has been known to promote healthy iron levels. The iron thing is really interesting. If you want, look into that, because the hemoglobin and chlorophyll molecules, if you want to get biochemistry involved, they're very similar. There's just a swapping of an iron for magnesium at the center of the molecule. So that makes it very bioavailable form of iron that the body can use. So scientists are really looking at this and looking how it benefits and what it does. So I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more information and research coming out on that as well.
So hopefully we've convinced you all. It is so important to go green inside your, to feed yourself green so you have a green body as well. As Carolina said, let's get the planet and our bodies together on this mission. So let's tell everyone how they can start their day with green. I have a green smoothie every morning. I use super food greens in a smoothie, and that's how I get mine in. But those who maybe aren't into smoothies, omelets are a great one, right, Carolina?
Yeah, omelets are great, and that way you can use the fresh greens, the spinach, the kale, the chards. Really, just chop it up and add it to the omelet. There's some benefits to cooking it too, so don't worry too much about, oh, should it be raw, should it be cooked? Cooking does bring out some of the nutrients. So I think a combination of both is essential. So if you're going to have it cooked in the morning, maybe have a salad for lunch kind of thing. But smoothies are great. The green powders that you mentioned, that's a great option for people that are on the run or that want to make sure that they're having it every day. So kind of mix in the powders with the fresh, but they are a great clutch to have so that you don't go the whole day without greens if that happens to be really busy schedule, because we all have those, right?
Right. And I think breakfast is a great time to power up with greens. But if you don't get a lot, don't feel bad about it. Just get some, start somewhere. That's really important. Lunch, you mentioned salads and wraps. Salads are great. Wraps, people who work, they can buy salads or take salads. Wraps are a favorite of mine. What's a wrap you recommend?
Yeah, I love doing a very simple hummus on a wheat tortilla and fill it up with all sorts of greens. And then I like to add a little bit of some other colors too, green and yellow peppers and some seeds. I love adding a little bit of chia seeds and flax seeds and rolling it up sort of like a wrap burrito thing. But they're really great, not just for lunch. Sometimes I'll have them as a mid-morning snack too. There's so many ways to eat greens, and there's just no excuse to not eat them, because you can cook them, you can throw them in a smoothie, you can make a salad out of it. Whatever you do, just get some greens on your daily routine. You can find all our past episodes on RadioMD.com. And if you like this one, would like to share with your friends, go on there, find it, and tweet about it. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.